Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Free ballin'.
That's right. I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free balling. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Yeah. So there you have it. Free Ball Friday. And yeah, I'm really stoked. Speaking of balls and balling, the Mavericks, the Dallas Mavericks, congratulations. They are one game away from eliminating the Los Angeles Lakers. Let's see, looking in the chat room, shouts out to the early chit-chatters, or chit-chatter, I should say, lady from New Jersey holding it down. I have a couple guest listeners. And lady from New Jersey is wondering, wait, are you the guy pulling up his shirt? Yes, in this. Okay, so she's looking at the pics in the slideshow. She's wondering why there's not a pic of me in the slideshow. And yes, those are photos, and I'm telling you, those are photos of me in the slideshow. That's me. I'm not wearing any underpants. I took photos of myself to prove it. I mean, you can see there, I'm not wearing any underwear. It's pretty obvious. It's just you and I, lady from New Jersey. Let's make this happen, honey. I haven't heard you on the air in a while. I hope you're doing all right. If you want to join me, the lines are open tonight. It's just you and I. We can go one-on-one, baby. Or not. It doesn't matter. It's Friday. And I'm just going to kick it here, talk about whatever comes to mind, play some music, and, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Yeah, it's the end of the week. It's Friday. I'm stoked. I'm not going to play that stupid Friday song. Everybody's playing that Rebecca Black Friday song. Nuh-uh. Nope. I will play songs that are Friday themed, though. Why not? I've been known to do it in the past. And hell, I'll do it right now. Here's Friday's Child by Nancy Sinatra. I'll be right back.
Daddy, they call hard times. Friday's child, that's me. Friday's child, born a little ugly. Friday's child, good looks passed by. Friday's something look like nothing. Friday's child, am I? Forget to bury.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Vince in the Bay, back with you. If you want to join me, the lines are open tonight. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Friday, TGIF. Welcome, MILF-tastic. Welcome, Dr. Cowpote. You folks are a little bit late, but that's fine. It's all good in the hood. Yeah, so what else is going on? I always forget. I'm glad I have Twitter now because I'm so absent-minded. I forget things. And Twitter is sort of like my own little, the closest thing I have to a journal now. If I have, there's like some sort of fleeting thought that I have to get out there, I throw it on Twitter. And so what I like to do is go back and look at my timeline to figure out what I was thinking today. Oh yeah, the Sharks played today. The Sharks lost. I don't know if Goofy's going to show up later and talk about it, but if he does give us the Sharks report, it's not going to be a happy one. They lost in overtime. No, they didn't lose in overtime. They lost. It almost went in overtime. They lost on a goal in the last minute. They were down 3-0, I think, at the beginning of the game. And they came back and tied at 3-3, and there's about, a minute to go, and they're about to go to overtime, and Detroit stuck one in. So, I don't know, hopefully Goofy shows up and we talk about the game. That'd be great, but if not, it's all good. But they're going to come back to the Shark Tank for Game 5 on Sunday, I believe. So, good times. Also, this was tweeted by Bonnaroo. That's right, Bonnaroo's Twitter account. Apparently, those folks are hanging out at Jazz Fest. I know they put on a lot of Jazz Fest shows and stuff, because that's basically Superfly Productions. Jazz Fest going on in New Orleans right now. Apparently, today Arcade Fire performed and at Jazz Fest in New Orleans, and Cyndi Lauper came on stage and sat in with them for a song. And Arcade Fire did Girls Just Want to Have Fun with Cyndi Lauper. Is that fucking cool or what? I met Cyndi Lauper. And I've seen Arcade Fire perform. So that's the best of both worlds, I guess. Whatever. No, I did met... I met Cyndi Lauper in New York City when I was living in New York. I used to work in Midtown, and a friend of mine used to work. I used to work around on 34th and 8th ish, and a friend of mine used to work a couple 20 blocks up in the 50s, and I was waiting for her to get off of work. We were going to go to happy hour, and so I was just kind of tooling around Times Square. And I happened upon the studio where David Letterman does his show, the Ed Sullivan Theater. And so I walked by, and it was, maybe 6 p.m. maybe, I don't know, whatever time. They were getting ready to tape the show. They taped the show in the early evening over there. And so people were waiting outside to file into the theater to attend the David Letterman show. And I cruised around, and I noticed I turned the corner down the side street at whatever sides, I guess it's, because the theater's on Broadway, and I want to say 52nd or 53rd maybe. And I don't know if you folks know the David Letterman show or you're familiar, but he used to do bits with this owner of this deli that was adjacent to the studio, or it was attached to the same building as the studio, as the theater that they do the David Letterman show. And so I'd walk by there every once in a while just to see if they, you know, see if they were filming in there or whatever. So I turned down that side street to go walk past the deli, and I noticed tons of road cases, and it was obvious that whatever the musical act was that was performing on David Letterman was doing his load-in. And it turned out the musical artist was Ben Harper. Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals. And I realized it because I saw on the road cases it said Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals. And so I was like, oh, right on. Ben Harper is playing on Letterman tonight. Cool. No biggie. So I kept walking, and I've seen Ben Harper perform live a lot, and I recognized a couple members of his band. I recognized his bass player, Juan. I think his name's Juan Nelson. And then I've noticed his percussionist. Forgot his name, though. But they were just kicking it. They were like smoking cigarettes and hanging out with one of their homies. And I walked by them, and I was like, I stopped. And I was killing time waiting for my friend to get off work. So I was just like, fuck it. I went up to him, and I was like, hey, what's up, guys? And introduced myself and told them I was a fan and asked them what they're up to. And they're like, yeah, we're just loading in. They're doing the Letterman show that night, blah-bitty, blah-bitty. So I'm like, cool, I'm kicking it with Ben Harper's bass player and drummer, you know. And we're just shooting the shit. And really nice guys, very down-to-earth, very mellow, very chill. And I don't know, we're just chit-chatting. And I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes goes by, and I look over. There's like four of us. We're sitting there talking, and we look over, and there's a theater on the side street of that we're on, whatever 52nd or 53rd, whatever street it is. There's a couple theaters on there. This is Broadway. These are like Broadway theater shows that are going on, and there was some theater right next door. And standing out, and I guess the matinee or whatever it was let out, and there were people sort of spilled out onto the sidewalk from that show. And we were looking over there, and I noticed Cyndi Lauper, of all people. And I'm sitting there chit-chatting with the guys from Ben Harper's band, and I'm like, hey, look, that's fucking Cyndi Lauper over there. And they're like, no shit. Oh, damn. And so we're just all like going, damn, Cyndi Lauper, she's awesome. And I'm like, holy shit, she's right there. And she was just like, just kicking it, like maybe like 20 yards away from us. And I was like, oh, dude, you guys should go over and talk to her. And Juan, the bass player, was like, oh, no, I can't do that. I couldn't do that. I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? You're like a rock star, just like she is. You know, you're about to play Letterman with Ben Harper. Just go over and see what's up. He's like, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. And the drummer was like the same way. He's like, no. And I'm like, fuck it, dude. You guys are pussies. I'm going to go get her and bring her over here. And they're like, no. And so I'm like, fuck it. So I go over there and I go up to Cyndi Lauper, and I'm like, I straight up, I'm like, hey, Cyndi, hey, Miss Lauper. And she's like, yes, hello. And goddamn, she looked tore up too, man. She's been weathered. She's cute, though, and bubbly and adorable, but I was like, Miss Lauper, you know, I'm sorry to bother you, and and she was hanging out with, like, her personal assistant or whatever, and he was giving me the fucking evil eye. Like, who the hell is this guy? What is he doing here? Is he going to rape us or something? What the hell? Anyway, so I'm like, hey, Cyndi, check this out. I'm hanging out over here with the guys from Ben Harper's band. They're huge fans of yours, but they're really shy. They want to come talk to you, but they're afraid to come over here. And I was wondering if you could just come over and say hi to them for a second. She's like, oh, yeah, sure. Blah, blah, blah. Cool. So we like cruise over. She meets the guys. They like totally hit it off. They're hanging out, chit-chatting, having a good time. They mingle And I don't know, they exchange pleasantries and hang out. And I think she like signed an autograph for them. And she's like, oh yeah, you know, like how, and she was like saying how she was going to go back on the road and start doing music again and all this stuff. And the guys in the band are like, oh my God, we got to go out on tour together, you know, Ben Harper and Cyndi Lauper. And she's like, oh yeah, we should totally blah, blah, blah. She's like doing some, setting up some charity shows and all this crap. And so they were like made, they became friends because of Vince and the Bay. I brought them together. And they parted ways, and she said goodbye. Her stupid gay personal assistant like shoot her away, but she was cool. And so like, if you ever see Cyndi Lauper and Ben Harper, I don't know, that was a couple years ago. They might have hooked up already, but if you ever see those two artists linked up together, then you know that it was only made possible because of yours truly, Vince and the Bay, bringing friends together, making friends, and bringing good people together. And I like to do that here on my program. If you want to join me, the number 347-826-7667 is the numero. Cowpote is already leaving us. Have a good show, Vince. All right, thanks, Cowpote. Appreciate it. All right, I'm going to take a quick little break here. Hang on. I got somebody on the switchboard here. Area code 609, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's me. How are you?
Hey, me. I'm good. How are you?
Elephant J. I'm great. Happy Friday.
Lady from New Jersey, happy Friday to you too, doll. What's going on with you?
Oh, not too much. It's been a week from hell, but, you know, I will survive. I really enjoyed the Cyndi Lauper story. I saw her last time probably in 2003 when she was doing something for Cher's, you know, her last, like, forever goodbye tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's she opened for Cher in Madison Square Garden for the show, which is interesting.
Right on.
So,
yeah, she,
anyway.
She's a doll, and I brought her up because apparently she graced the stage with the Arcade Fire, and they did Girls Just Want to Have Fun together.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I wish
yeah,
I had that.
Actually,
I'm going to have to go on YouTube and see if it's on there.
I think she did that on Cher's farewell tour or whatever as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you are right about your observations. I think she is kind of like, I mean, she's cute and she's very approachable to her fans and her audience, but she's kind of been through it.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
What I mean?
Absolutely. She looked very weathered when I met her. First of all, she just got out of a show, and you could tell like she's just had like all her makeup freshly scrubbed off, and so she just kind of looked like a little tore up and cracked out to begin with. Yeah, but she sounded great. She had a very distinctive voice. She was bubbly and very, very pleasant and gracious. And I forgot what show she was in. She was starring in some show with some other guy that I've seen in movies and stuff. I can't remember his name right now, but yeah. All right, I'm going to take a break. Do you want to hang with me, lady from New Jersey?
Oh, can I? That'd be great. I'd love the company.
Oh, I would love the company as well. So let's do this. I'm going to play a little bit of Arcade Fire now since I mentioned it. This is not featuring, what's her name? This is not Girls Want to Have Fun with Cyndi Lauper. Instead, this is The Suburbs.
Grab your mother's keys, we'll leave.
Jesus, that song is fucking long. Wow. All right, I'm back. I got the lady from New Jersey with me, and now we're joined by Dr. Cowpote. Hey, Cowpote, what'd it do?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing, man. Where are you now? Are you back in Minnesota?
Yes, I was in Chicago, and then I went to Atlanta, and then I had to go to Pittsburgh, and then I got back, and then I worked at the airport, and then I had to reconfigure my show for tomorrow morning. Some lady had sent me a PM. Some author wants to come on my show tomorrow morning, Robert S. M. Moore. Got a book he wrote, Hey Buddy, about the Buddy Holly, you know, the plane crash. So she had found me on Blog Talk Radio and wanted to know if you could come on. So I had to go back to work and reconfigure, put his picture up on for my show tomorrow morning. He's going to come on at tomorrow morning, 8:05.
Oh, wow.
Well, my producer, Rugburn, said yes, and I was exchanging emails with her and with him, and I was like, so then she calls me and says, well, hey, come on tomorrow morning, 8:05. So when I got done at the airport, I had to run back to my other job, catch up paperwork, and then reconfigure my show for tomorrow morning. So I interviewed another lady, so this will be interesting. I mean, this is something you could probably do. I sent her a link to your show and also Oro Shango if you wanted to come on the show. So,
you know, what time is that going to be on?
Well, tomorrow morning it's 8:05.
8:05 your time 8:05.
Yeah, 8:05.
That means it's like 6 in the morning my time.
Right, but I'm gonna do my best. I mean, I don't know nothing about the book, but I figured, what the heck, you know? Gary M. Moore is his name. Gary W. Moore. He's trying to read my drive here. But Gary W. Moore, he's an author. He's wrote a few books. So I guess she found me on Blog Talk when she sent me a PM, and I'm like, sure. So I was going to do it like on Wednesday in the afternoon, take a day off, but then he said tomorrow, he's Central time, so interviewing off tomorrow morning. Attempt to, the press secretary. I mean, whatever her name is. I said, if one person buys your book, if you listen to my show, that's fine, you know. So who knows, you know?
Hey, Cowpote, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
You're a conservative guy.
Yes, sir.
Did you watch the debate last night?
With who?
The Republican debate. They had a preliminary debate in South Carolina. It was Ron Paul, Herman Cain, Gary Johnson, Tim Pawlenty, and Rick Santorum.
I saw part of it at the airport, and I heard about two guys arguing. I was in first class the way back from Atlanta, and there was two guys, one left and right, and they were arguing about it. And I saw part of it. Like I said, Vince, last 3 days I've been all over the place. What?
I know.
Give me an update.
In Vegas, dude. I saw you had some new videos from Vegas.
How'd you like that? I mean, they were kind of funny.
I haven't watched them yet. I just saw that they were posted. There's like a bunch of them, so I think I need to like set aside some time to really take them all in.
They're short for you. I figured they're short for you. I did some. There's that one guy there downtown. Anybody listening to your show right now? He's called Safe Sax. He plays saxophone downtown Vegas.
Uh-huh.
That guy is unbelievable. I did a video of him. He is unbelievable. If you ever to Vegas, you got to go see him. But. Right. You know, I see downtown Vegas now a lot of impersonators. I did a video of these Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. They actually are pretty good, but there was like three or four princes, and they won't talk to you unless you give money. You know, so you'll see one video where these two girls were dancing for my $5. So I put it in front of the camera. So she walked towards my camera, and I put the $5 in her bra. So
see
that video.
All right.
So she's dancing. They're both dancing. The show's over. You know, so I put the $5 in their inner bra. So I did some, you know, just quick videos in Vegas on the strip. And then a couple dancers that thought they could dance. Then I just did like a dance party where people were dancing together, guys dancing together, drunk people dancing. You know, Vegas is. You've been to Vegas, so you know how Vegas is.
Oh, sure. Of course. I know how that is.
So how did the debate go? Because I've heard, you know, bits and pieces and. I worked at the airport tonight, driving around circles, and people were talking about it.
Let's just put it this way. So, the winner of that debate, if there was a winner, in my opinion, was Barack Obama. I was not impressed at all.
You weren't?
No. I mean, and I love Ron Paul. I'm a huge Ron Paul fan. I I have been reinvigorated in politics to be interested in politics because of Ron Paul, and I like I don't agree with everything, but I think he brings a lot of valid points, especially as far as being a fiscal conservative. I think his conservative fiscal values, if you will, are just the remedy that this government needs to get its ship righted. Now, I don't think he's winning a lot of friends on the right with his foreign policy views, which is unfortunate. But you know, I don't think I agree with exactly going to the extreme that he wants to go to. He probably wants to pull all the troops out from everywhere, all bases, all presence everywhere. And I certainly want to see it cut back maybe 50% of what it is. I want to see less foreign aid going out the door, like just straight up paying off countries. I don't like that.
Right.
But I think some of our presence in the world is warranted to a certain degree.
I agree.
But based on that, just on that debate alone, Ron Paul was not on his game. I've followed Ron Paul pretty close. I consider myself a Paultard, and I know him well, and I've seen him when he's on his game, and I've seen him when he's off, and I think he was off his game on that debate last night. And I think the person that really got the biggest bump from the whole thing is probably Herman Cain, the black dude, the former Domino's pizza guy. I think he was also a former Federal Reserve board of the governors in Kansas City somewhere.
Right.
You know, he's kind of a corporate Wall Street, fat cat, if you will. He's a slick talker. He's got really tough rhetoric, if you will. He talks a great game. He talks a really good game. But then again, so did Barack Obama at first, didn't he?
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Like my buddy on my show, Ted the Talking Head, he's NYPD. I talked to him when I got back and did my George Zirga and the Stores review. And he called in and we talked about getting assassinated. Because, you know, I was in Vegas when that happened. I remember sitting at Four Queens. And he said, Cowboy, protecting the country is a dirty business. And I took the pain of vote from McCain, okay? I am a Republican. I'm not ashamed to say it, okay? My point to you, Vince, is if the Republican Party wants to get back in office as a president in the presidency, which I would love to be, they have to get one message, Vince. They have too many people barking. They have to get one message, articulate it to the people, because if they don't, Barack Obama will be in the office 4 more years.
You know what it is? It's real easy, too. It's the economy, stupid. It's the answer it is every year. It's all they have to do is come at him on a fiscal angle. Keep the argument on fiscal issues, and he's done with. He's done for.
Yep.
He can't compete. And there's so many people on the right that have it right. And Ron Paul, I think, has it the best. But there's some other folks that could do it. But right now, those four or five people that were on last night, I was not impressed. Not impressed at all. I'm not really impressed with Herman Cain either. I'm not sold. I think he's a great speaker. I think he talks a good, like I said, I think he talks a good game. But that's what all politicians do. All the good ones talk a good game. Like your buddy Bill Clinton.
Yep.
He's the epitome of it. He is the proto politician. He knows how to talk the game and walk the walk, so to speak, in the political arena. And it doesn't matter, you know, this guy, Herm Cain, just because he can talk a good game doesn't mean he's going to be any better or any worse than anybody else.
Well, Bill Clinton invented the talking points because of the Monaco, relations with you-know-who. And the reason people love him and still love him is they think of that filthy, dirty word is prosperity. And like you said, you hit the nut right on there on Free Ball Friday. It's all about the economy, stupid. And people vote with what's in their wallet, and that's why Obama got into office, because he used the word change. Change costs money. You know that, Vince. If you wanted to change your whole outfits in your closet, it costs money. Mm-hmm. And you know that seriously. I think people were out of jobs, and they voted because he promised change. And it's great. It's a great platform, but that costs money. And Nick, you're absolutely right. If Obama wants to get back in again, he's got to get people back to work. And then people will say, I'll get back to work. My philosophy on Barack Obama if he would have been smart and got the economy back on his feet, he could have, then the people would have been back to work going, you know, there would have been a big deal about health care because they were back to work. But when they had, when they were out of jobs, they had nothing else to but talk about the health care. If Barack Obama gets people back to work, like you said, hey, look, at people are working. Hey, we're back to prosperity. But if it continues to slide like the Jimmy Carter years, I don't know how old you are, Vince, back when I got out of school, back when
I remember the first election I ever have a vivid memory of is Jimmy Carter versus Ronald Reagan. And I remember very, very vividly thinking, telling my mom and dad, saying, Mom, Mommy, I want Ronald Reagan to win because he's got black hair. He looks like me. He's got black hair just like me. You know, or he's got, you know, dark hair just like me. He's not old, an old fart like that Jimmy Carter, which the joke was on me because actually Jimmy Carter was younger than Ronald Reagan. So it was playing off of that visual thing like the same way how Kennedy kind of bitch slapped Nixon. If you watch the debate, it looked like Kennedy won because he was just calm and cool and relaxed and kind of looked like he was in control, and Nixon was like hunched over and sweating and was just like a mess. But if you listened to it, you thought it was maybe a tie or maybe even Nixon probably even did better. But you get so carried away with the visual aspect. That's why Ron Paul will never win, because he's too old. And he's not articulate enough. He's articulate enough to get in the arena to get people piqued and interested. And I think he's good to have in the ball game because he brings up certain issues time and again he'll force some of these neocons and these fake ass conservatives to own up and address some real things. And Ron Paul, if anybody has a record on being a fiscal conservative, he does. So nobody's going to beat him on the record. So, but I hope he does what he did last time. I hope he just sticks it out till the end and just keeps his voice in there as long as possible and hold these other folks and their feet to the fire for sure. And I think Herman Cain is a good voice to have in the mix too. I don't think he's someone that's probably going to be the guy. I don't think I want him to be the guy. But I think he's a good voice to have in the mix. He's got a really good bark, and I don't know what his bite is like, but I think he's another good person to have in the mix. Now, this Gary Johnson guy is a flaming homosexual. I'm down with his marijuana policy, but he's really wishy-washy in his answers to questions. If you go back and listen to his answers, he's the former governor of, was it New Mexico? It was in New Mexico, I think. Mm-hmm. He's all about ending the war on drugs, which I'm totally down with. But Ron Paul's in the same boat with him on that. But he was just talking about like some wild random shit, like, you know, about how much he loves running marathons and heroin he was just going off on some weird ass tangents. But I'm interested in that lady from New Jersey, and she's been a little bit quiet over there. What lady from New Jersey? Did you watch or listen to the debate last night?
Vince, I gotta go.
No.
Oh, hang on a second. All right, Calpo, thanks a lot, bro. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks a lot, Vince. Have a good night. Bye bye.
All right, bye. There you go, Dr. Calpo. Good.
There
well, we can transition
goes.
To you now, lady
oh,
from New Jersey. What?
I'm on the spot now.
Yeah, you are. You are on the spot. So you're more conservative minded, aren't you? Am I mistaken?
Yes, absolutely.
And so, what was your take on the debate? Did you pay attention, or do you even care about these guys?
Well, I tell you, I didn't watch the debate because I was kind of in production yesterday about that time. But I don't know. I kind of have sort of a negative idea on all the candidates at this point, because like you said, I think it's, you know, mostly a lot of rhetoric at this point. The one thing that I did talk about in terms of, you know, what was going on the debate, a friend of mine that I still keep in touch with, I used to be involved with his show here on BTR before he left, We kind of talked about it, and, you know, you kind of sit there and go, okay, well, if I were to pick somebody right now, who would be like the lesser of all the evils? And the thing that gets me about that is that, you know, I don't think it's the way we should be approaching or have to approach looking at things. You know, you're absolutely right. There's got to be someone who comes out and just, you know, isn't all about the bark, but really has some bite to him. And I think at this point, you know, I don't think we've seen that from any of the candidates, to be honest with you. We're talking about Ron Paul as well, and I think that, you know, you're absolutely right. He does have some really great fiscally conservative ideas, but by the same token, there's, you know, a little-known fact out there about him that, you know, he would be, you know, partly responsible for putting a lot of the porculus in a lot of these, you know, stimulus bills and packages that were going out, and then he wound up voting them down. So you kind of hear little things like that going out, you know, and doing your research on these candidates, and you kind of go, well, you know, what impact could that have in the future if he was a candidate? You know, let's say if he was a Republican candidate. So I don't know. I kind of don't really have that much opinion about it right now. I kind of want to see what comes forward. I think there might still be an announcement or two coming. I mean, I don't know if that's really true, but it's kind of my speculation. So I'm just going to sit back for now and listen and see what happens.
Yeah, right on. Me too. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it. I don't really care, to be honest. I think it's interesting. I just asked just because I know that Cowpote is a conservative and isn't bashful about it. So I caught the debate last night, and I was just wondering what his take was on it. And I knew you had a conservative bent, so it's just curious. But yeah. Hey, everybody in the chit-chat room, Kishu, lady from New Jersey, MILFtastic, and the tech pedo. Appreciate you joining me here. Kishu, I saw you on the line there. I was just getting ready to come to you, but you ducked out. So it's all good if you want to call back in. I'm here. The lines are open. Lady from New Jersey is with me, and I'm going to take a little brickety break here. And we're going to hear a short, brief message from the kids over there in North Carolina. They go by the name, well, actually, technically, they're from Venus, I think, or Mars or Pluto or something. I don't know, but they're a band here on the planet Earth that goes by the name Valiant Thor, and this is Tomorrow Police.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince, back with you. It's Free Ball Friday. That's right, Friday, May 6, 2011. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, especially the chit-chatters in the chit-chat room at this juncture. That would be Carl Barks, Kishu, Lady from New Jersey, and the Tech Pedo. And the Tech Pedo is posting new blogs. Let's check out this link. Oh, God, do I want to see? There's a new Dick Burns blog apparently out. Let's see what's going on over here. This is Dick Burns' latest blog for Friday, May 6, 2011. Photoshop is fucking fun. This first one is Dick Burns' original content, baby. Some may... Oh, man. That was a bong. That was a bong hit. Burp. Okay. So he's got some... Oh, sick. He's got Barack Obama on top of a unicorn. That's pretty badass. I like that one. Let me click on that one. I'm gonna take that Photoshop shit and fucking add it to my archives, dude. Dick Burns, hopefully, if you're out there and listening, you'll give me the heads up to... I love the Barack Obama on the unicorn with the rainbow like lasers, the rainbow lasers coming out of his hands. That's pretty sick, dude. I like that a lot. Obama on unicorn. That's pretty badass. What else do we got here? Donald Trump yelling, "Where's the body?" I like that one. That's a good one. Here, I'll share that one with the room. Here, you guys check this out. Check out Schlitching. I think that link should work. Check that out. That's courtesy of Dick Burns. Shouts to Dick Burns. For those of you tuning into the podcast and you're not, or the replay, you're not seeing this, I just pasted a picture. Dick Burns just came out with a new blog, and I got the link to it now, and I'm pasting in some of the highlights that I'm finding here. He's got one with Osama bin Laden chilling. It's drinking a beer, and in a hot tub. A hot bubble bath, it looks like. What else do we got here? Okay, some of this is obscene. I like the one of Obama as like a soccer referee or something. God knows what. Oh, fucking classic. There's one of Osama giving George Bush a noogie. What else do we have here? Chuck Norris decapitating Osama. All right, that's some good shit. Good times over at Dick Burns. Good times on this Free Ball Friday, courtesy of Dick Burns. That's you can check out his blog. It's looks like it goes x Dick x Burns x dot blogspot.com. All right, moving on. If anybody wants to join me here, the call-in number, 347-826-7667 is the number. I got Lady from New Jersey hanging out with me tonight. I really appreciate you holding things down with me here, sister. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. You know what gets me about this whole Photoshop thing is that, you know, I am so envious of people that can do stuff like this. I mean, it's just like totally beyond my comprehension. I mean, not just the idea that, you know, there's
you know, a good idea behind it, either humorous or mean or funny or, you know, whatever. But just, you know, that, and then to take it to the level that these photos are done, I mean, this is like brilliant to me.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, if you'd like that, you should definitely check out the rest of what Dick has to offer. That's Dick Burns Presents over at his blog at blogbloggedyblog.blogspot.blogbloggedyblog.com.
Alrighty.
Alrighty then. Yeah, so Vince in the Bay, winding up hour number one with my impromptu special co-host tonight, lady from New Jersey. Lady from New Jersey, what? Tell the folks, do you have anything to promote? Anything to plug?
No, I decided I'm not going to plug anybody anymore, and I'm not going to promote anybody anymore. I'm just me.
All right, and you're my co-host tonight, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your insight, and the banter is a welcome addition, because if not, it'd just be me here, like twiddling my thumbs. You know, I don't know. I'd have to hang out with Cowpote.
Before you chased him off the line?
No. He chases himself off the line. He's very mysterious that way. He usually only calls in late at night when he's working, because he's got one job where he travels a lot, and then he's got another job where he works at the airport as a shuttle driver. And so I guess he spends basically like 90% of his life at the airport. And so whenever he gets a spare moment on the job, when he's doing his second job, the driving job at the airport, he'll call into my show. And so like he'll call in during downtime. And so he'll just, I guess he's just kind of like on call. If somebody shows up and calls the shuttle, he suddenly he's got to jump up and leave. So he'll just like spontaneously out of nowhere, just up and leave like that and go away in a hurry. So I'm kind of used to that. I didn't rush him off. I didn't shoo him off. He had to go because he probably had a call or something.
Ah, such mystery, such intrigue. Can we play a game? Let's play a game. Let's try and guess what his not shuttle driver job is at the airport. Got any ideas?
I think it had something to do with embroidering hats.
No, I think that's a cover for something much more intriguing and dangerous.
Well, I think I believe he has some sort of intelligence background.
Ooh, plot thickens.
Hey, Kishu's here. Hi, Kishu.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing okay.
Just okay? Just, what do you mean?
Somebody keeps calling me, and I don't know what's going on. And then I was like talking to my ex, and like I hung up. And hold on, I'll call you right back. Okay.
All right. Call me back.
Madness around here.
Okay. It's a golf. Okay. Call me back when things settle down. We just started the second hour. You got an hour to go. You got plenty of time. Take your time. Come back when you're ready. All right. There she goes. Kishu. So it's hour number two now. Vincent the Bay kicking it freestyle off the top of the dome. Free Ball Friday. Live and direct from San Francisco, California. Thank you all for tuning in. It's hour number dose. And, and I appreciate everybody hanging out. Appreciate the love. The lines are wide open. You're more than welcome to call in and hang out with me and, Lady from New Jersey on the air. It's all good in the hood. Yeah, I think what I'm going to do now is take a little smoke break. So let's do that, shall we? It's Vince in the Bay. We're jumping into hour number two. I'm going to take a smoke break and be right back with Lady from New Jersey, Kishu, and your calls. 347-826-7667.
Every day. You got to get up. Thugs, niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my hoe with 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking, don't walk if you're down with the set. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on the jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving the stress.
I have two solutions for fixing the economy. Two solutions. We don't have to do both of them. We just pick one. At the end, we'll vote American Idol style. I'll give you a phone number to call. Two solutions. We can fix the economy right away if we just do one of these two solutions. One. According to politician Tom Amiano, if California legalized weed, we would make $1 billion in tax revenue the first year alone. $1 billion in tax revenue. That's just the first year. That's just in California. That's not all. What if all the states legalized weed? We'd be pimping tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That's $1 billion. And that's just on the tax revenue from weed. That doesn't even include weed-related products like ding-dongs, ho-hos, Twinkies, everything Hostess, new flavors of Gatorade, new colors of vitamin water, bottled water, microwave burritos, churros, and carnivals and fairs, anything shiny. You know what I mean? DVDs at the grocery store that cost a dollar that you shouldn't buy, but you do because you're high. I didn't know Steven Seagal made a musical. What the fuck is this, man? We have to get five of these. We have to get five because the holidays are coming up and these are going to be valuable. Just buy all of them. Just buy all of them. Put the food and milk back. Yeah, the DVDs and Steven Seagal. Plus, even if weed was legal, you know people would still be, you know, growing it in their basements. That wouldn't change people. People probably is like, what? Hell no. I don't want any of that Walgreens brand weed. What are you talking about? I don't want any of that booty-ass Rite Aid weed. What the fuck are you talking about? What? Kirkland weed? Nah, man. I'm not getting any of that shit. So that's number one. But if you, for example, don't like drugs, you think drugs, legalized drugs is wrong and dangerous, here's the second solution. We re-legalize slavery. Oh, you like the first way better now? Is that what the...
Hold up.
Bitches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Smoke weed every day.
I don't get down like that.
I do. Vince of the Bay, back with Lady from New Jersey.
Yeehaw.
Also, Kishu is here, I believe.
Hell yeah.
And I think we might be joined momentarily by the Mexican. He's laying low in the cut. Goofy, if you want to join us, press 1. There we go. Hey, Goofy, do you want to do a Sharks update?
Yeah, let's do a Sharks update regardless. Right. I don't know the exact times. I'm live in a car, but let's do it.
It's all right, dude. We have to do it. Even though it's going to be a somber one, we have to do it no matter what. So let me cue this up. And we're all here with another hockey update with the Mexican, our good friend Goofy Bone. We're going to do that right about now.
Pavelski trailing. Joe Pavelski! Score! high point, back skates away from Helm, reaches off to his right to Heatley, moves into the circle, goes to the backhand, turns on Helm, throws it back, here's White, shoots, score! From the right point from Ian White as he took the pass from inside the circle from a spinning Danny Heatley. He waited for a little traffic, wound up, and blasted it. Sharks 1, Red Wings nothing. That is a power play goal.
What a game. What a game.
And that is Beckwith's sports right there.
And go Sharks, bitches.
To the right side of Jimmy Howard. Sharks win it. Couture gets it back. Heatley to Demers off his stick. Now he loses the puck to Helm. It's going to be a shorthanded breakaway for Helm. He moves in, he shoots. Great save by Miami on a shorthanded breakaway.
Y'all ready for this?
All I can say is the bra that's coming over tonight, I'm banging her fucking extra hard.
Oh, yeah.
Shark.
That's a shark.
Back into their own zone. Couture's line is on the ice. Couture, Flo, and Heatley, and they have played very well today. With a long feed across the ice, Todorovin jumps up into the play, shoots on, he scores! How do you like that? Nicholas Wallin driving the puck toward the goal. It goes off of Howard, goes over the top of the shoulder, and falls into the net. That is Nicholas Wallin's first goal of the postseason, and it is a great one. It's his fourth of his NHL career. And it's the first one that's not in overtime.
Amazing.
It's time for Hockey with the Mexican.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah, yeah, it's time for Hockey with the Mexican. And joined with me in the car right now. My homeboy Victor, my homeboy Big Yayo, and of course me. We are on the way to the Foothill Lounge because we're going to go get drunk because we're sad because the Sharks lost. It was a crazy game in Detroit, Michigan, people. 20,000 and somewhat people were there. It's a sold-out crowd. The Sharks, you know, they played a real rough and tough game, but in the end, you know, it was sad. At the end of the first period, it was Detroit 3, the Sharks 1, okay? Second period. The end of the second period, it was Detroit 3, Sharks 2. And I'm telling you, people, Sharks came back, man. The Sharks came back with a Danny Heatley goal, and it made it 3-3. But then a minute and somewhat seconds left in the game, Detroit finally got the equalizer, or whatever the fuck they call it. Equalizer, thank you, Victor. And, the fucking Detroit Red Wings won 4-3 in Detroit, Michigan. But the referees fucked us in that game. And if you guys don't believe me, watch it on Versus tomorrow because they always repeat the game. They fucked us over, people. So many times we got interfered with. Even the Versus announcers, they didn't call it. You know what I mean? I mean, come on, man. If you're going to cheat.
Yeah.
Why are you going to do it to us like that?
Yeah, the Sharks had something like they had like three or four power plays against them, and there was like three or four non calls by the referees against the Red Wings. That was bullshit.
It was terrible, you know.
But you know what?
Yeah.
The Sharks though are valiant warriors, and they are classy individuals, and they don't let that get them down. They just kept playing. They were down.
They could have
just said, okay, we're down. They were down 3-0, I think, at a certain point. And
yeah,
they
in the beginning of the first.
They could have just thrown the towel in right there. But no, they're like, no, we're going to scratch out one goal each period, and we're back in this. And they were until that last minute where they let their guard down and they sneaked in that goal. I think that the Sharks let their guard down. They thought they were going to cruise into overtime. And they got that little opening, and that dude fucking knocked it in.
Well, if you look, I think it was a minute before the goal, Doug Murray got totally derailed, which would have been interference in the normal hockey world. But, hey, they don't care, you know. They want to see a game five. Because, you know, the commercial kept playing game five in San Jose. And it didn't even say if necessary until the final commercial in the third period said if necessary.
Yeah,
I'm like, are you serious? But
it's
hey.
It's a fucking conspiracy, bro.
Conspiracy, you know. But tonight, I'm going to dedicate tonight to the honor and of a great person. We're going to fuck hoes in the name of Bill Wagner, and we're on our way to go meet these broads. Ain't that right, gentlemen? For Bill Wagner, right?
Bill Wagner,
BWC right here, people. Hell yeah.
All right, shouts to Bill Wagner, I guess.
Hey, what's going on the show tonight, Vince? I heard fucking Capote was on.
Yeah, Capote was here. I've got right now I have Lady from New Jersey and Kishu with me and you, and that's it. And then in the chat room it's Evan Cosburn, Red Medicine, and the Tech Pedo. And a couple of guests.
Well, shout out to everybody. You know, it's a sad day, but fuck it. Sharks are going to play Sunday here at the Tank. Happy Mother's Day to all those mothers out there. I'm going to get out of here, Vince, because I'm going to go try to bang me a mother. I'm going to use that excuse. Come on, you need a good fuck for Mother's Day, right?
Oh, gee, that's right. All right, man. Thanks a lot, Goofy. Appreciate the report, man. We'll check you out later, bro.
All right, later, Vince. Bye, everybody. Have a good weekend and happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. Goofy motherfucking Bone. And he's going to go out. He's going to go out and give some lucky lady a bone tonight. And why don't we hear a track from Goofy Bone, shall we? This is
why don't
Goofy.
We hear one of my songs?
Oh, get over it. Jesus. You always hear your songs, right?
I know, but we should always hear my songs anyways.
We'll hear your song in a second. I'm going to take a break, and I want to hear some Goofy Bone. Give her a bone. He's going to go. Didn't you hear what he said? He's going to go give some chick a bone. All his homies and him are going out and going to give chicks a bone in the name of Bill Wagner. Are you kidding me? We have to play this.
Yeah,
track.
It's funny. Bill Wagner's on Skype right now. I told him he should call in and talk to me. I said, Bill, you sexy, sexy man.
Did he unblock you?
I said, please call in Vince and the Bay Show and talk to me, little heart. Yeah, I guess. Obviously he did. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. Let's see if Bill Wagner gives you a bone in the name of Bill Wagner.
Right? Oh, I wish he would.
Sorry. I've got sex on my mind. You know what? This is so fucking hot. Turning me on, I've always wanted to fuck you, and here's my chance.
Baby girl, you must understand, I could never be your man. I'm just here to be your bone, giving you something to moan, hoping that you like it thick. Trust me, baby, I'll bust them lips, get you nasty, ready to dance. At the end, I wanna be in your pants. Back at my bed, you sing it slow. Positions are nice where you don't wanna go. To strangers that are getting freaky, I feel like a plumber. It's leaky, put it in a hole like Tiger Woods. Watching this girl just feels so good. She's falling in love, but I think it's too quick. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just her. A big plate, so we talking about our bullshit lives. After the meal, we go for a drive. We smoking on a big ass blunt. She's looking at me like she wants some, so I pass it to her. Welcome to my land. She got so high where she couldn't even land. Laying on the back with her feet in the air, like a naughty vixen. The girl didn't care. Let me hit it all kinds of ways. Sweating like thugs trying to run away from the law. Cause you know what we doing is a crime. But let me hit that one more time. She gotta get going. Her husband's at home. Cause I'm not her boyfriend. I'm just. Just give her a bone. Just give her a bone. Just give her a bone. So be don't know what to do. She's starting to have feelings and act like a fool. I told her I'm the guy on the side, but she can't live with it and let it ride. Watching her trying to hold me down, buy me things, trying to keep me around. You can't stop me when I'm on a one way. I'm a player for life and there's no other way. So let's get back to what we do best. Pulling down the zipper on her dress. That's the body of the year and it tastes so good. She likes to nail because I got that wood. Getting it hard where I roll back. This girl is pursuing and needs to relax. I gotta get going, no bullshit at home because I'm not her boyfriend. I'm just her.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Jersey and Kishu for being on the program tonight, and I still have Lady from New Jersey and Kishu with me. The goddesses are in the building, if you will.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
What do we think of that, Chuck? Chuck?
Winning.
That's right.
I have one of my really good friends listening to the show right now.
You're kidding. You have a
yeah.
good friend? You have a good friend?
No, yeah, we've been friends for like, oh God, like 15 years it seems.
I don't know, winning anyone?
And that would be Mr. Evan Coosburn.
Not familiar with his work, but hey, Evan, you should call in Coosburn.
He's awesome. We've never met in real life. We've been internet friends for that long.
Are you serious?
But
15 years?
Awesome.
You've been internet friends for 15 years? Has the internet even been around 15 years?
Yeah, dude.
Are you even 15 years old? What the hell are you talking about? How can you know somebody 15 years and never meet them? That's insane.
It just happens.
You people are nuts.
We're going to meet someday.
Oh, God.
So how'd the first hour of your show go? Because I kind of missed it.
Oh, it was a disaster. Because you didn't show up. I didn't know what to do. I just was twiddling my thumbs. I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? Keisha's not here.
Did you just say twiddling your thongs?
What?
Sorry.
No, it's Free Ball Friday. I'm not wearing my thong today. It's Free Ball Friday.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just checking.
No, I had a great first hour. Lady from New Jersey was with me the whole time. Cowpote called in. Yeah, we just kind of hung out. It was cool. People have been in and out. Goofy came through. You heard that, but yeah, you've been sort of in and out, I guess. Yep, that's about it. You know what else you missed? Quentin Tarantino called in. We talked to Quentin Tarantino, interviewed him for about 5 or 10 minutes. He talked about his new film coming out. He's doing a Michael Jackson.
Wow.
He's doing a Michael Jackson biopic, but it's sort of like he's taken some liberty with this new film. It's Michael Jackson kind of like loses it and becomes a vampire, and goes on a killing spree. It's sort of like the Thriller movie, but done Tarantino style. It's going to be pretty sweet. He talked about that. And then, oh yeah, Lady Gaga called in too. And she,
oh, God, I'm so
she
glad.
Told us about her new record that's coming out, her tour. What else happened?
You know, I like some of Gaga's music, but then there's some of it that I just want to fucking stab myself in the fucking throat with a pencil.
Yeah, me too. I told her that myself. To be honest, I mentioned that because I know you felt that way, so I presented that to her as if it was me, just in case she, like, you know, I would take the fall for you. And she was like, oh, I can see that. That's cool. I can understand that perspective. I think you're okay. What else happened? Oh, what else happened in the first hour? God, such a blur. There's so many people just dropped in unexpectedly. Well,
you were telling the story about being a matchmaker for Cyndi Lauper, remember?
Oh, yeah. I told the story. I started off with my story about meeting Cyndi Lauper or uniting Cyndi Lauper with the bass player and percussionist from Ben Harper's band.
There you go.
That one, yeah. It's kind of a long, involved story, and I don't really want to rehash it here, but check out the archive. What else happened? We took calls from Runaway Teens, and we kind of counseled them on air about what they should do, stay away from the drugs, that sort of thing. Leave that stuff to the adults.
Runaway Unicorns.
Runaway Universe. Yeah. Oh, I even pimped out. I promoted the new Dick Burns blog. I posted a couple of his pics. Enjoyed some of the pics of his new blog. That was cool. I like the one with Obama riding a unicorn and blasting like rainbows out of his hands. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm totally down with that. What else happened? The Black Eyed Peas, the Black Eyed Peas performed.
Wow. You sound like you have the gayest show ever.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what happens. Once you came into the mix, I decided if Keisha wants some gay shit on my show, I'm going to amp it up to like a million.
But no, that's gay that's not good. The gay that I have is good gay.
Is that too gay?
Gay is bad gay.
Like over the top gay. All right, so we'll tune it down a notch. What do you want to? Well, all right, fine. We're gonna play one of your goddamn songs and shut you up. Right?
Yay! Oh, shut me up. That's not nice.
Well, would you want to talk during the song? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just talking shit, dude. I'm like,
if I play your song,
like,
you'll shut up. Am I wrong?
I'm like talking to you and like it's fucking. I can't multitask at all. Oh my god.
Obviously.
Obviously. My fucking teeth hurt too because I did that whitening treatment again and it like fucking kind of irritated my gums a little bit, so my mouth's a little sore. But my teeth are fucking white. So I'm stoked about that, but I'm not stoked that my mouth is sore.
Yeah,
it
kind of
sucks.
That's sketch. That's suspect. That's mad suspect.
Well, my teeth are white, so whatever.
Yeah. You know what?
Play my song, nigga.
You know what's cheaper? Just photoshopping all your photos and color correcting them so your teeth look white.
My teeth do look white in all my photos.
Whatever.
In real life.
Here you go. Here, shut up, all right.
Sonia, how are you, lovely? Yes. No, we're doing fantastic. Oh, the boys are super, super excited.
No, they're jumping out of the trousers. No, we're going to make it there on time. No, I will see you there. Okay.
All right, guys, we're here. Tokyo!
I got some room. Come on.
We'll be right back.
To Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Shouts to the chit-chatters. Evan, Koza Burn, Kishu, Lady from New Jersey, Red Medicine, and the Tech Pedo. Also, several guest listeners. Hey, it's Vince in Lay Bay. And I have with me live on the air right now, Lady from New Jersey and Kishu. We just played one of Kishu's favorite songs.
As hell yeah.
One of my typical... And now, sort of signature gay interludes.
You gotta play Techno Fam before the show's over, though. So that's the one that
I
gotta hear.
Of course. Oh, come on.
You gotta play the limousine song. Because that song, I need that song every day now.
Oh, you need it, baby? Do you need it right now?
I definitely need it.
Do you want it right now?
I want it whenever you want it, baby.
You want it, baby? All right, I'll give it to you right now then. Fine, let's get it out of the way. Let's do it right now. Let's make this happen. All right?
Let's get it over with.
All right, here it is. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Free Ball Friday in about a half an hour. No, in about, 25 minutes, it's going to turn into No Pants Saturday. So get ready for that, kids. In the meantime, here's Internet Killed the Video Star by the Limousines.
We'll be right back.
Oh, that's hot. You know what? I did that same exact pose that chick did.
That's pretty awesome.
That pic, the Tech Pato put in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a McDonald's like that. That chick's fucking a hot ass, though. That way she's arching her back, that's so fucking
like
hot.
12.
But no, she looks older than that. I did the exact same pose at a McDonald's in somewhere in Central Valley. I want to say like Modesto or something. There's one that has outdoors McDonald's, and I have it somewhere. I gotta find it. It might even be on my Facebook. I gotta look for it. But that's classic. Yeah, I love it. And who was this? Who put this? Never mind.
What?
Nothing. I'll tell you later. We got a lot of guest listeners. Welcome, guest listeners. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's Vince in Le Bay with about 20 more minutes to go. I got Kishu and Lady from New Jersey holding it down with me here. The lines are open. There's no agenda. I had two straight nights where I had special guests on the show, and it's kind of nice to just not have any agenda, not have to do any pre-production, just turn the thing on and let it rip. And hence the goddesses show up, and you know, it's what more do you need?
Well, you know, I really need to hear from the Tech Pato because I need a bitch at him.
What's your beef with the Tech Pato?
Oh, he's just frustrating me. And then I think that Bill Wags needs to call in, you know? I'm bummed that he's unblocked me. I sent him a message, and then he doesn't call in. He needs to listen to you know, hot women when they talk to him.
Yeah, you know what? I've learned about the Wags is you don't really want to dictate he's kind of like herding cats. Trying to get the Wags to do something is like herding cats. Same thing with, like, trying to dictate what the trolls should do. You really shouldn't really overtly try to do it. It just happens.
I dictate everything and everybody.
Oh,
what
I
do.
You do. I know you do, baby, and I like it. I like it when you do that. But I don't. You know, I don't even bother messing with Bill at all. He shows up when he's ready to show up, and it never fails though. Whenever I think I've heard the last of Bill, he shows up, and he just popped in my show, like, was it last week or the week before, 2 weeks ago? And that was the one show you missed. You've missed one show in the last, what, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks? And that was the show. You missed probably the best show I've done last month.
Yeah, I was so bummed.
It was the BWC was in here. It was him. I should replay that archive for you. Have you heard it at all?
No, I haven't.
Oh my god, it's so epic! It's in my archives. Just look. It's
yeah, like, my computer's fucking connection is way too slow for that.
Yeah,
shit.
You're retarded. I'm gonna just send it to you. I'll send it to you. All right, just shut up about it. Right.
Okay.
Oh man, somebody please save me.
Did you get your freaking card yet that I sent you in the mail?
No, you sent me a card.
There, is it your birthday card?
Oh, it's a little late for that. I've.
Well, I know it's a little late. I told you it was going to be a little late.
Yeah, well, it's a lot late
it
now.
There,
it's a
dude.
Lot late now.
God damn it.
And I'll tell you what else is a lot late. All payment for all the goddamn pizzas everybody's been fucking ordering to my house.
Really?
No, I just threw that out.
That
there.
That would be awesome.
I just threw that out there to see what you would say.
You know, the thing that sucks is, like, if anybody tried to do that to me, we don't have anywhere that delivers where I live.
Thanks
I live
for the
so
pizza
far.
Bomb, by the way. Thanks for the pizza bomb.
So
I appreciate it.
I wish the
I was hungry anyways. I was hungry anyways. So you guys guessed the exact fucking toppings I like. I appreciate that.
Nice. God damn it. So my buddy Evan here, he has this really hot girlfriend, and I'm always telling him, like, when she goes to sleep, jizz on her face and take a picture.
And he's like, I just jizzed in her face, but then I couldn't find my camera. I'm so bummed.
Oh, doesn't he have a camera on his phone?
Yeah, Evan. Don't you have a camera on your phone? You fail. I've been bugging him about this for, like, months and months and months. I'm like, damn it, you need to do this and take a picture. She's so hot. Girl, she's hot. He did it twice. Well, Pixar, get the fuck out.
The next, so this dude put a link in the chat. What's this guy's name? Evan, your friend Evan, Rage Comics. And it says, what normal people thought when we killed Bin Laden was, quote, finally, justice has come. I love this country. And this is what he thought when Bin Laden was killed. Dude, the next Call of Duty is going to be awesome, bro.
Oh, he saved up for 2 weeks, and then you didn't take a picture.
69,
oh, my
dude!
God.
What?
I'm so bummed. He said he saved up for 2 weeks, and he didn't even take a picture. I'm so bummed.
Are you talking about your camel toe?
Oh, yeah. Burn said Akeisha has the worst camel toe, and I said, I love my camel toe. I thought you did too, baby.
The worst camel toe? What does he mean by worst? Does he mean a very good camel toe? Is that what he mean? This is what he's saying, literally. If you say you have a bad camel toe, that means you have no camel toe, right? Because if you have a good one, that means you have a very distinctive one, right?
I hope so.
God,
I don't know.
Camel toe,
violent. Violent. He trolled me so hard the other day with that shit. Like, I was at his house, and he was using my computer for a second, and, like, I was, like, standing right over him pretty much because I was, like, fucking, fuck you, Burns. Anyways, I was, like, fucking, I was scared that he was going to, like, fuck my computer, you know? Like, so I was, like, standing right over him, making sure he wasn't doing anything fucked up. And he looks over, and he's like, oh, you have a moose knuckle. And I thought he was serious, you know? And I obviously, there was nothing there. But, fucking, he trolled me. He always fucking trolls me. So... Yeah, but in that, you know, it was a distraction because he was trying to do some shit on my computer.
Oh,
which apparently he says he embedded a bunch of bad things into little folders all over the place.
A buffalo hoof?
I have to find them myself.
Fucking buffalo, a buffalo hoof. I've never heard that one. A buffalo hoof. Come on.
There was nothing there. You're so full of shit. And now I'm getting multiple messages about it, like on Skype. God. Burns is like the worst thing ever. I had this sweet ass Google voice number. Like
a
the
sweaty
best.
Moose knuckle. He called it a sweaty moose knuckle.
Can we not talk about fucking shit anymore? Anyways.
No, I think we should get that. Should be for the next 10 minutes, the next 15 minutes. Callers, if you want to submit names for alternate names for Kishu's camel toe, do it now, either in the chat room or call in 347-826-7667. Go ahead, continue, Kishu.
What
sorry, were you saying?
Typing.
Oh, apparently we just lost like 5 listeners because of that little. Announcement. Oh, well, fuck it.
I'm so mad at Burns right now because on top of that, I had the sweetest, like the fucking sweetest Google voice number. It was like perfect. It was like a bunch of fours. And I don't know, it was just like, I had it memorized. It was great, right? Well, then Burns went and freaking signed my phone up with a fucking another Google voice number, and it deleted my awesome number. And he was like, I need you to do this. And so I entered the PIN, and I didn't know what it was going to do, but I did it because I trust him. And it fucking deleted my awesome number. So I'm bummed. And also, there is no odor. It is no beast. Fucking, I am very, very, very fucking obsessive with keeping that shit clean. And there's lots of different things you can do these days that they offer for feminine hygiene. And I take advantage of every single one of them. It's probably not even healthy how tasty and good smelling my vagina is. So, fuck you, birds. And I may have a moose knuckle, apparently, is what he says.
Also, also known as a pulsating buffalo hoof.
I do. This is true. He said I feed my vagina pills, and this is true. I do. And I make it smell good. He's not even playing. He's not playing. It's the truth. But anyway, I'm going to barf.
a quivering elephant hoof.
I think that when next time I have a burn, I'll just slip one of them in his mouth while he's sleeping. That'd be like the most epic troll. It would be like a better troll than anything that he's ever done to me. But actually, they're called Norforms, and they're like little like fucking vagina suppositories in a way that fucking they smell like fucking flowers and they make your shit smell good.
Oh, that's hot.
The lady from New Jersey, you know what I'm talking about? Like, most women know what this shit is.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Oh,
my God. Oh, I plead the fifth. I swear. I plead the fifth.
See?
No, I actually have heard of them before.
I am not embarrassed. And they have those other things. What are they called? Those refresh inserts. Those are great, too, because they, like, balance your pH. Fucking man, that shit makes your stuff nice and yummy. And they're expensive though. They're like fucking $18 for like a bottle. Fucking God.
Hey, is that you, Kishu, tied up with the trolls?
Let me see. I gotta see this picture. Oh, hot. That's awesome.
That kind of looks like you.
A little bit.
I'd love to at least Photoshop your face on there. That'd be hot.
Right.
It looks like you or whatever chick this is has a little tramp stamp. I can't identify the what's going on back there. But the trolls have surrounded her and gagged her and have her tied up. And she's a young girl. It looks like this is like troll CP, actually. To be honest, TBH.
Oh, Burns.
I think Burns is spreading troll CP. Not cool. Oh, he's right.
He cracks me up. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Burns. Yeah, I think that's what I'll do next time when he falls asleep. I'll just slip a little vagina pill in his mouth. He's such a dick. Like, he is so bad. Like, it never fails. Like, whatever I do, he always, like, fucking wins. Like, he just always fucking gets me so hardcore. Like, and I fall for everything he says, too. Like, anytime he says something, I'm like, oh, really? Fucking dumbass. You want to die? You mad?
Oh, good times, good times. Well, we got a couple of minutes left. There's still plenty of time to take calls. If anybody wants to jump into the convo, there's time to do it, kiddos. Do it now. It's 1-347-826-7667. It's been a pleasure to hang out with both of the goddesses here on the airwaves tonight. Kishu and Lady from New Jersey. Thank you, ladies, both for joining me.
Oh, well, thank you, esteemed host. It's been interesting in a really good way.
Right. Thanks for having us. Yeah, always. It's always so
as long as it's something in a good way, I'm pleased that you're pleased.
There you go.
Evan says just play man, damn it.
What the hell? What does that mean?
I don't know what that means either, Evan. And
is that a song or is that a
load,
band?
That's what I'm thinking. You have to load it up pre-show, so you're gonna have to warn him tomorrow night.
Yeah,
come
if you want
tomorrow,
to sit, yeah, that reminds me. Good pointing that out, Kishu. If you want to make a request, you either submit them like right when the show starts, or you can email me your requests or shout outs, whatever. If you want me to read something on the air or whatever, just send me fan mail. Tell me my show sucks. I'll read it on the air. I've done it in the past, but I haven't got much fan mail. But if you want to contact me, it's real easy. It's vinceinthebay@gmail.com. That's vinceinthebay@gmail.com. And I'm on YouTube, youtube.com/vinceinthebay. Twitter.com/vinceinthebay. There's a Facebook page for Vince in the Bay. If you just go to Facebook and search Vince in the Bay, you could like it and share it with your friends, post it on the wall there. Spread it around like wildfire. Oh, my God. I'm burping. I apologize, lady. I should have muted myself. But I'm tired and burnt out and ready to go to bed, quite frankly.
Nice.
And I would love to have the two of you tuck me in, if you don't mind.
Okay, which side do you want?
I want to be in the middle. I want to be in the middle.
I was about to say.
Whoever wants to be under the left arm or the right arm, it don't matter. If you guys want to like do a little, you know, mud wrestling for it, that's fine with me.
God. She would probably win. She's from Jersey.
So we'll make it. It'll be like a triathlon, but it'll be like a trisexathon. It'll be like naked mud wrestling, like a wet t-shirt contest, and like, I don't know, jello wrestling. I don't know. We'll figure something else out.
How is that going to get you into bed?
Well, this is just foreplay. This is just like this is for the lulls.
Oh, yay, yay, yay. That's all the fun. You just never know what's going to happen on the show. You know, you just never know.
Hey, anything goes here, Toots.
Very true. It's Free Ball Friday.
And in about 4 minutes, it's going to be No Pants Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Kishu, what color Jell-O do you want?
I want lime Jell-O. That's my favorite. Oh, I love the lime Jell-O. It's so good.
Hey, ladies, I hate to break up the party, but we have a caller. Let's go ahead and take this call. I think this might be our good friend, Nature Boy, Ric Flair. What's up, Nature Boy?
Vince in the Bay.
What?
You know there, Vince in the Bay. Who are these two lovely Jell-O wrestling women that you have on this line right now? Whoa.
Ladies,
what's your name, baby?
These are the goddesses.
You want to marry me right now?
Nature Boy, you talked shit to me like 3 nights ago. And now you want me to marry you?
Wait a minute. Who?
Kishu.
Who is this?
It's Miss Kishu Zaykova, my friend. Your friend.
Kishu, I don't recall talking crap to you 3 nights ago. I was probably intoxicated. But I would make a little sweet love to you right now, baby. I'll knock you up with six
how
kids.
Dare you, how dare you talk to my co-host like that?
Sweet love to
I got enough sperm to the closet, to the maze, San Francisco sperm bank, but for women only.
Oh, God.
You stay away, Mr. May, because we all know what kind of boat you're flying on. You're riding the rainbow boat there, buddy.
Yeah.
I thought that was you, babe.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, baby. Whoa. The only kind
hey,
of
Nature
rainbow
Boy?
That's going to be on
me. Why is the name Nature Boy? I'm
hey,
really
hey.
Curious to know.
Well, the only kind of rainbow that's going to be on me, baby, will be from the many different shades of lipstick from your lips on Space Mountain.
Why is your name Nature Boy?
Well, baby, you come on over here, and I'll show you why they call me the Nature Boy. Whoa! Oh, yeah, there it is. The game show team, and that can only mean one thing, ladies and gentlemen. Frankville, USA is gone. It's gone. That's right. After tonight, you all better go listen to all the archives you can, because after tonight, Frankville, USA will disappear forever, and so will I, the Nature Boy.
Thank
I
God.
I want to thank Vince May. I want to thank Debbie Daly and the One Angry Jew. And all of you who have supported me throughout the years, but the Nature Boy has gotten too old to wrestle anymore. I've got to retire. I'm leaving the air once and for all. This is it. This is me. You will always be the king of the 1965 Radio Ripoff Show. Debbie Daly, you will always be my wife. One Angry Jew, you will always be a sorry son of a bitch. And Black Conservative, I'll stick my foot up your ass. You're not black, and we all know it. Good night. Frankville, USA is done. You will never hear from Ric Flair ever again. I'm retired. I've got more money than any of you. Remember, my shoes are worth more than all your houses. Goodbye. The Nature Boy's gone. This is me. Kiss my
yeah.
ass.
Did all right, late.
Kiss my ass.
All right, Lost later, dude.
Radio.
All right, later.
Kiss my ass.
All right,
later.
See you, dude.
Bye.
Fuck, yeah. All right, hey, ladies, thanks for coming out. I appreciate the goddesses, Lady from New Jersey, and Kishu. Lovely, lovely ladies. Thank you for joining me tonight. And,
it's been my pleasure.
Oh, yeah, mine too. And, join me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. Follow me over there, and I'll be back tomorrow night probably, or maybe not. It'll be late night. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm going to say goodbye now and leave you with a little tune for my good friend. As much as I think it's gay and yet... somehow poppy and catchy in sort of a guilty pleasure sort of way, but now it's not even a guilty pleasure. I just think it's kind of a cool tune. Here it is just for you, honey. Techno fan.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you, very nice.